Hello, it's Melissa again. And now, we have finished making, hopefully, that'll be good pancakes. We're about to find out. And there's four of them on the plate. They're kind of little, so I don't know. Yeah, they're kind of small. I think I probably will manage to eat them all because they are so good. I love pancakes. I love them. Now I need butter and syrup. Husband has gone away to his training program, so it is extremely quiet in this house. Let's get a butter knife and fork. So I am now about to sit down and eat pancakes. I made. This is freaky. I never ever thought that this day would come. I have to say that's like, I bought some wonderful kitchen appliances, but the pancake maker, I think, is the icing on the pancake. No, really, it's the best thing I could have ever gotten. Not very good at spreading butter, but oh well. Yeah, these are tiny pancakes. I wouldn't say that they're very, very, very tiny, but they are pretty small. A grown man could probably eat about 5 or 6 of these. I don't think I can. 4, I think, is enough because they are about the size of a sausage patty. You know, the sausage patties you get for breakfast. So I'm going to close up the tub of butter, and I'm going to cut up my pancakes. I'll use the same knife. It should do fine. Okay. So I cut my pancakes before I put syrup on them, and the reason is I do not want messy fingers. I always have to feel when I'm cutting, so I do not want to get fingers full of syrup. So I always cut the pancake before I pour syrup on it. You might think I'm crazy. You might say, oh, the syrup's the best part. Not for me getting my hands dirty. Yes, I'm very, my husband truly has OCD. Well, I wouldn't say he's been officially diagnosed with it, but he has a lot of the classic signs of OCD. But one thing I am very obsessed with is I do not like my hands getting dirty. I don't like being dirty, period. But when I'm in the kitchen, I think that's what separates me from one of the best, from being a good chef, is because I do not like getting my hands dirty. And sometimes when you cook, you have to get your hands dirty. And so yeah, the edges are just a little burnt, but I say that's a damn good breakfast. So I'm gonna go put this knife in the sink. So now I'm going to add some syrup to my pancakes. Actually, let me put the butter away. That's another thing I'm OCD about, is when I'm done with an ingredient, it has to be put away. Unless someone else is using it. Even the syrup. Actually, I do leave the syrup out sometimes because I may not pour enough. Because I'm very careful with the syrup because it gets everywhere. And it is also very sticky. So, these pancakes are so good. They smell so good. I've got an appointment with the nail salon at 9 o'clock today. So hopefully I can get my nails taken care of. and not lose another nail in the process. So, I think that's good. Sometimes I like to put the syrup around the middle of the plate, and if I feel I don't have enough, I'll just get more. Mmm. Oh my god, these pancakes taste magnificent. Best investment I have ever, ever made. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Uh-oh. We do not get syrup everywhere, Melissa. Bad, bad, bad. Some people have told me that they know of people who put syrup on their pancakes and they just gob it all over. Sometimes I'll mix the syrup around with my fork because I don't like gobs of syrup on my pancakes, but I do like syrup. But it just gets everywhere. So anyway, I had a couple of ideas. Excuse me, I'm talking with my mouth full. Not appropriate. I had a couple of ideas. A friend of mine, DJ Cell Rock, or Celeste, her and I both love the chocolate chip pancakes. They are so good. And I can see making this with the chocolate chips. Obviously, you'd mix them in with the batter, which is not that hard to do. It'll be a little bit more messy, I think. But it'll be something that will be very enjoyable and very yummy. Another thing that I thought would be a really, really neat idea is I don't know of anybody who knows about, they call them griddle cake sandwiches. I know Jimmy Dean makes them. McDonald's has their own version. They call it a McGriddle. For those who don't know what that is, it's a sandwich made out of two pancakes and a sausage in the middle. And what they do is they make it like a sandwich. And the two pancakes are obviously the bread. And the sausage is the good stuff that's in the middle. And they put a dab of syrup on each pancake so that it has that maple flavor, but you don't put a whole bunch because it'll just drip out of the sandwich. And the intent is not to be messy. The intent is to be clean, but satisfied. Oh my god, these pancakes taste divine. Oh my god, these taste so good. So, I was thinking, well, I could get those sausage patties and make griddle cake sandwiches. And that is, I'd say, one of my favorites. If we go to McDonald's and they're serving breakfast, I'll get a McGriddle because I like McGriddles. If we're at the Walmart, I used to buy the ones from Jimmy Dean. And those are very good. You can either microwave them or cook them in the oven, but you have to wrap them in foil when you cook them in the oven, because they'll get really hard. So you wrap them in foil and it locks in the moisture. But since I have my own pancake maker, I can now make my own. Yay! Oh my god, these are so good. And they taste like a perfectly yummy, delicious pancake. So, If you do not get one of these, you are totally missing out. It's a perfect pancake pan. They used to sell them on TV, apparently. Because in that store, it's a store called Seen on TV. I know there's some in L.A. There's one in Hemet. And I'm talking about California cities, because I know people who listen are worldwide. So, look for the perfect pancake pan. It's about $25. Oh, you'll pay about $27 with tax and everything. But if you like pancakes, this is the best thing to ever get. I have my magic bullet. I have my George Foreman. I have my electric skillet with the dial that has the dots on it. I have all kinds of wonderful kitchen appliances. I'm a very technologically a crazy person because my tea kettle, I have a tea kettle that's electric. Obviously, my Keurig is electric. My stove is electric. Everything in that kitchen is electric. I do not have gas burners. But I kind of prefer, you know, both gas and electric stoves have their own advantages and disadvantages. The gas stoves actually cook more evenly, I think. And they don't take as long to heat up. Electric stoves, though, there's no actual flame. Well, maybe there is, but it's just pure heat. And I prefer electric ranges, actually, because my husband and I could have, in our last apartment, we could have lost our lives. I had no idea the gas was on. I had left the house all day. I came home to my husband feeling sick. He had a headache. And I had no allergies, but my husband, praise God, was persistent enough and told me, I'm smelling gas. I had my allergies and could not smell. Luckily, I caught someone over here to check, or there to check at our old apartment. Turned out the gas was on, but it wasn't on enough to set off the igniter. You know, the igniter that makes a little ticking noise and then your stove turns on. Obviously, one of us bumped into, it was most likely me, bumped into the knob just enough to turn the gas on. Because we didn't see that it was on, it stayed on all day. Had my husband not spoken up, we would have both died that night. The house just reeked of the odor of gas, and I couldn't even smell it. So, it's made me more vigilant. In fact, we didn't even sleep over there. We slept at his parents' house that night and left all of our windows open. By the time we came back the next day, it was pretty well aired out. But I'm more vigilant now. If I'm at a house where I've used the stove, I will check all knobs. And after that day, I never went to bed without checking the knobs because we lived in that apartment for 2 years. And the gas ranges, I always check them. Because you just have to. But with the electric, you don't have to worry about that. But you still have to be vigilant. Because if you leave a stove on overnight, it could potentially cause a fire. And you don't want that. But I have to say that was the best damn breakfast I ever ate. Oh my goodness, that was so damn good. I just need to, it's 7:32, my bus should be here between 8 and 8:40, so I've got about 20 or so minutes before I have to go. Too bad I don't have any orange juice. Because that would have been good. And you know what would have been also good is sausage, eggs, and hash browns. Oh, on that pan, you can also fry 4 eggs. You cook them, well, you pretty much do it the same way as you do a pancake. But you crack an egg. And you pour it into the hole one at a time. So you could do 4 fried eggs. And so you pretty much, you spray the pan. And it says cook until, you know, something, something. Obviously, you have to be able to see to cook that, too. But you have to be able to, what I've been told by many, 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 many blind people, you have to see to make pancakes. Well, you don't anymore. That was a damn good breakfast. I mean, that was so good. But yeah, I'm going to definitely be having pancakes a lot more now. And my husband doesn't even like pancakes, so this is, right now, with him being on his training program, this gives me an opportunity when I'm alone to make them. I would say, be creative. I've got less than half the time. Be creative. Make whatever kind of pancakes you want. You know, make your batter, make it the way you want, and then just add it to the pan. It doesn't tell you exactly how to make batter. You make it yourself, and that's not difficult to do. You just get the ingredients, and you mix them in a bowl. I've enjoyed baking for years. I've baked cakes, cookies, brownies, and that's another goal. I want to get that perfect brownie pan that cooks the brownies individually. But I want to get that one. I have a brownie pan here, but it's like a cupcake pan. It's already got the squares in it, so you have to guess how much batter to put into it, which is fine if someone sighted is there with me and said, no, that looks even, or no, you've got too much in that one, or no, you've got, you know, with a cake pan, it's just you pour the whole damn batter in the pan and you spread it around, make sure it's even. With these individual brownie pans, you might put too much or too little in one, and or vice versa, you know. But, oh my goodness, that was so delicious. But anyway, you just be as creative as you can and take good care of the pan that you get. It will be nice to you. It's a nonstick Teflon, even though you need to put spray. But you do not put any metal utensils on it. And you do not scrub it with a scrubber. You clean it with a rag, with soapy water. And that should be good. Which I know I've got to wash the rest of my dishes, but I will at least wash the pan before I go. So it's not sitting there all full of yuck. I use that word a lot, yuck. But anyway, so yeah, just be creative. Make your batter the way you normally make it, if you make it at all. If not, you know, just look up the recipe. It's very easy. Most people use the Bisquick stuff. I'm using just pre-made batter for now, but when I run out, I will certainly start making my own pancake batter. And I think no matter what, pancakes are going to come out yummy. And they're pretty tiny. They're smaller than an average pancake that I've seen. But not by much. They're actually kind of cool. And they give me an opportunity to make those griddle cake sandwiches I'm going to make. And that would be so good. Yum. So what else? But anyway, that is how you make them. And if you want to put chocolate chips into them, you can. I would probably do the mini chocolate chips because goodness, because those are probably not as sweet because you want your pancakes. And to be honest, when I have the chocolate covered or the chocolate chip pancakes at IHOP, I don't even put syrup on them because the pancakes are already as sweet as it is with the chocolate chips in them. They don't need to be more sweet because they put whipped cream and stuff. I just cut them up and eat them. That's pretty much all I do. But I could say right now that they are, I could envision myself making chocolate covered pancakes. I know I seem a little enthusiastic about stuff like that, but I mean, come on. It's like a new, awesome, cool thing that I just did. And I think it's awesome. And, a couple of people were very, very excited and wanting to know, how does that work? So I would pick yourself up one of those pans. I rave and, you know, get all excited about all my kitchen appliances, but I think that one's the one that's going to be the most exciting. And, because it's just, I mean, they came out so perfect and so well. And it's something that you will obviously have to do trial and error. I can't tell you how long it's going to cook on your stove. Or if you center it on the burner, you have to do that. Because if you notice that it's not centered, your pancakes are not all going to cook. And that's not good. You don't want that. You want them all to cook. So, yeah. So, I think that was a job well done. And the pancakes were yummy. And I'm like really, really ecstatic. Maybe a little more ecstatic than I should be, but but that is pretty cool. So, anyway.
8-3.
I'm going to stop gabbing now. I gab way too much. I know I do. And kind of tidy up the kitchen a bit. And be ready for my nail appointment. Ooh, I'm so glad to get these nails taken care of. It's been over 3 weeks, and I need a fill desperately. Some of them have fallen off already. Yuck. Oh, now the house smells so good. Oh, well, you know, I told somebody a story the other day, and that story comes to my mind right now. And here I go gabbing again. Everybody here has heard the saying, "What would Jesus do?" You know, very, very often. And, you know, I know I heard that a lot as a kid. You know, when you were being mean, you weren't being nice to people, and somebody would say, "What would Jesus do?" You know, as if Jesus would not act the way that you're acting, so be nice. So a story that I read, and this is probably gone, I mean, chain emails are so old now, I've heard the joke at least 10 times. And people still pass around the jokes. But some of them are very, very good. They're just classics. They're jokes that you just can never get rid of. And one particular one that I liked, and it always made me laugh, was this mother is in her kitchen making pancakes. And the two boys are arguing over who is going to get the first pancake. Now, with that pan that we just made, you are going to be making a lot of pancakes because they're small. If you're making them for company, they're probably not going to want just two of them. They are tiny. But if you make the pancakes, you know that even on the regular griddle, you can't put 10 pancakes on it. It takes time and you have to flip each individual one. And so the boys were arguing over who's going to get the first pancake. And the mother spoke up. She said, "Boys," she said, "if Jesus were here, what would he do?" And if he were here, he would say, "Let my brother have the first pancake." And I think one of the boys was Ryan. And I can't remember the other boy's name. But he turns to Ryan and says, "Okay, Ryan, you be Jesus." And that story always made me laugh because we had a huge family. There was mom, dad, and four of us kids. So we were a big family. So you very well knew that if you were not the first in the kitchen, you would not get the first pancake.
And so, I don't know, pancakes brings back a lot of childhood memories because that was like the fixture in our house for breakfast. It was always the cheapest and the simplest to make, and Mom made pancakes all the time. For a while, I got burnt out on them. I'm like, oh, pancake! Urgh. But then after a while, I began to miss them. And, you know, just thinking, oh my God, wouldn't it be good to have pancakes? So it's those little things that you kind of tend to, you don't think about until you get much older. And I remember when I was in my first apartment at the Independence Program, they actually discouraged us from making pancakes. They just said, it's too difficult, it's too complicated, it's too blah, blah, blah. And it was like something, it's like you don't know what you have until it's gone. And every time I'd go to a restaurant, I'd always get pancakes. It's like, oh, I want the chocolate chip pancakes from IHOP. Oh, I'll just have some simple pancakes. Whenever I go to people's houses, what do you want for breakfast? Pancakes? Oh, yeah. You know, because you just didn't have them that often. Because you just couldn't make them. And I guess that's why I talk about this so much. It was like a big milestone. Even this morning, I'm actually still excited that I actually did that by myself on my own. And you were told basically all your life, it's too hard to do. And it's cool because when you can even amaze yourself, that's something to be excited about. And now I better stop gabbing. Because I gab way too much. I know. But I really do have to go because I want to clean the kitchen up a little bit before I go and all that fun stuff. So anyway, everyone take care. Have a wonderful day. And I will see you later. Goodbye.